Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here doing an interview with one of our oldest partners of the National Defense Network, of course, Ford Motor Company. And we always have great stories because Ford has so much stuff going on. And we are happy to be joined today by Dave Rivers, who's the Ford Enthusiast Brand Manager there at Ford Motor Company. Talk about an exciting project. You know, Ford's got, we saw through the pandemic when they started making respirators, we've seen their undying devotion to helping first responders and military members and veterans, and they're doing it again. So Dave, welcome to the program. How do you become a Ford Enthusiast Brand Manager?
Boy, Nate, I tell you what, I am blessed because I look after some remarkable brands, Bronco Sport and Mustang. I wake up every day thinking about our customers, what they want in products like what we design and build. And I work with an incredible team, to bring these products to market.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Focus, but let's be fair. You've got the fun ones. You got the Mustang, you got the Bronco. And, I've been driving Fords basically the entire 21st century. I'm on my third Explorer now at this point, and really excited to see this this new Bronco Badlands with a Sasquatch package. You guys are donating a vehicle. Why don't you tell us exactly what the program entails and what you guys are up to out there in New Mexico?
Yeah. So when we announced Bronco was coming back to market at the time, we said that we're establishing the Bronco Wild Fund. A portion of every Bronco sale goes into the fund, and it's used to and overall to bring people out to the outdoors responsibly. And part of that is to provide access, preservation, and stewardship through the fund. A couple of years ago, we debuted the Bronco Filson Wildland Firefighting Rig concept, and we did it in partnership with the National Forest Foundation. And what we said was, not only are we going to plant 1 million trees through the Bronco Wild Fund, but we're going to donate two actual Broncos that could be used in wildland firefighting. So we are super excited today to donate the first of two vehicles, in this case, working very, very closely with the National Park Service. The donation is going to go to the Bandelier National Monument in New Mexico. And wildland fires are breaking out. We hear about them a lot. And, you know, one of the areas that you mentioned that Ford has always had in our DNA is being part of first response, whether it's defense, like you mentioned during COVID, or it is fighting wildland fires that happen. And in this case, we worked really closely with the National Park Service and a company by the name of Darley, who Ford has a 100-year relationship with, to create this wildland firefighting command rig. I'd love to tell you more about the vehicle, but we're here to share the first of these two donations.
Well, it's a great one. And we are talking to Dave Rivers, Ford Enthusiast Brand Manager, about the Ford Bronco Wild Fund and the first donation they're making to, honestly, one of my favorite places to go, especially in the Southwest, the Bandelier National Monument. I've been down there a couple of times. It's pretty close to, for those of you that grew up in scouting, Philmont Scout Ranch is not too far from Bandelier. And it is, have you been down there, Dave, to Bandelier?
You know what? I have not. I'm a big National Parks family. I'm going to be down there this week. I can't wait. We do a bucket list trip every year to a national park, and this is going to be my one for this year.
It is such a cool place. It is like walking into a time machine, and the National Forest folks, our parks people have done a great job of, they got a nice visitor center, and then you got a little bit of a hike. It's manageable. You could take little kids on it. I've got two boys that are Belt and Scouts, and we were talking about Philmont, and I said, we got to go see the cliff dwellings. I mean, it is such a cool little piece of land, but that area, you're at high elevation, low rainfall, you've got forest, a lot of forest, but it can be a tinderbox. So tell us about what this specially tricked out Bronco that you guys are donating, because you mentioned Filson and you mentioned Darley. tell us what it is specifically about this vehicle, because I'm going through this list and we could talk about all the, I mean, it's a Swiss Army knife. You could talk about all the stuff that's in it for half an hour, but what specifically makes this a good tool for our first responders and our firefighters, and what kind of thought went into putting all the package together?
Yeah, so it's born from the Bronco Badlands series, and it's got our Sasquatch package on it, which comes standard with, you know, something like 35-inch tires. We put on it a factory-mounted worn winch on the front, rigid lighting for nighttime, you know, when lighting gets really tough. But the area that we worked in collaboration with Darley, who I mentioned is a global manufacturer and distributor of defense, fire, and rescue vehicles, who Ford has had a relationship with, I mentioned, for almost 100 years, where the original founder, Mr. Darley, and Henry Ford connected. And, you know, Mr. Darley upfitted Ford vehicles way back when. So we did the same in this case. We went to the best of the best. We said, hey, we're collaborating with National Park Service. You just mentioned, Nate, there's these growing issues in places like Bandolier. And one of the things that we heard from both National Park Service and Darley was, it's one thing to have the equipment to fight the fire. The other thing that we really desperately need is a communications hub. Mm-hmm. So Bronco, as a vehicle that can go anywhere with its GOAT modes, the Sasquatch package, and the footprint size, allows it to become a central command hub by way of the equipment, and that being the state-of-the-art equipment that Darley put on it: integrated satellite, cellular, and radio-based communications, tablet computer, a spot for drone to land and be part of, you know, the surveying of land. So it we actually flipped it on its head and said, instead of it being the device that fights the fire, it's actually going to be the central command and control unit that the team so desperately needs when they're, you know, out fighting the fire. Communication breaks down. And in this case, it's sort of that central command hub that they so desperately need.
Yeah. And you've got to have those satellite capabilities, especially if you're in a mountainous area or like a canyon, like you've got for Bandolier. And, I mean, at any point in time, did Ford's designers or the folks with Darley consult the Batman movies? Because this thing looks like it's having a drone that you launch from your vehicle. That's still future talk in my brain. But you guys, you're doing it with the Bronco, and you've got a spot where, you know, the Bronco's not the widest wheel package that you can get. And a lot of these areas, you need something that's kind of nimble. And you mentioned the GOAT mode. It's just a great looking vehicle. Do you guys have, so we got Bandolier, so we got 33,000 acres in New Mexico. What's up next for your program?
Yeah. So we're going to upfit a second vehicle, and it's in development now. We're not here to share all those kinds of details. The one thing that we definitely know, you got wildland fire fighting that needs to take place. The other side is, and in particular in your neck of the woods, with the sort of mid-central southeast, where, you know, hurricanes and tornadoes rip through towns, mm-hmm. and communication just goes completely dark. And you've probably experienced it. So we're exploring an area like that, that takes a similar concept or similar application of what we're doing for Bandolier, but we go in a slightly different direction, that where it could wade water if it had to, but it also has the command central where communication can get knocked out. There's various use cases, and when you take the capability of the vehicle coupled with, you know, state-of-the-art technology, and you mentioned it, you know, the rig is, it's pretty incredible. And when you see what its capability is, and then you start to envision, you know, it's unfortunate that these team members are battling mm-hmm. these blazes, you know, and we can provide them a vehicle that allows them to stay in communication with one another and try to get ahead of whatever is happening next. You know, we've been doing it for an awful long time. Ford, you know, when asked or called or found finding the unmet need, we're there to provide a vehicle and the technology to allow teams to do what they really need to do.
And the great thing is with our military, with our veterans, with our first responders, is Ford's not passive in this. You guys are going out and looking for opportunities to help people. We just had guests on last week talking about your partnership with Team Rubicon and, gray shirts helping them out. So this is neat. It's like you got the armed forces, you got the Army, they got the Navy. You guys are helping out, Team Rubicon, you're helping out the Forest Service, and we're excited to see the next step in what the Ford Bronco Wild Fund's going in. And let folks know, in addition to just, when you buy a Bronco, you're helping out Wild Fund, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're like I said, every portion of every sale, dollar sale, goes to the Wild Fund. And, whether it's planting trees or providing access to America's state parks, cleaning up trails. We've done partnerships with an organization called Sons of Smokey. We've cleaned up thousands and thousands of pounds of trash off of trails. And part of all of that, it's also, something that's in our DNA. And that is, as you bring people to the outdoors, we've got to do it responsibly so that we can enjoy, this incredible America that we have for generations to come. And we're proud to be part of that.
And you guys aren't just whistling Dixie on this. You've donated over close to $4 million at this point as part of the Bronco Wild Fund, of course, also supporting Outward Bound, which is another great organization. Yep. So, hey, Dave, thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoy Bandolier. It is it is something else. I mean, you got the Anasazi ruins around that area. New Mexico, hidden gem. I know, and you have to know when you get there, New Mexico has an official state question, which is red or green. They want to know which salsa you want. And the answer is always green. So
always green.
Go with the Verde.
Yeah,
you'll be in good shape. So, thanks for joining us again. Looking forward to seeing this rollout down there, that Bronco Badlands with the Sasquatch package, which frankly looks like Lucius Fox from the Batman folks have helped put together, but to helping to our first responders combat fires there in Bandolier's Fire Fleet in New Mexico.
Thank you, Nate. We really appreciate what you do for us, and thanks for letting us spend some time with you and your listeners today.
We'll be right back on the National Defense.